please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Mother Saves Daughter from Pervert. Well, let's go. Yes, this story comes from Fox 59 from Indianapolis. Yes, this dude apparently was with a 12-year-old girl, and the mom saved her virgin booty from getting abused by this dude. First of all, I don't know why this girl was in the hotel room with this dude, but let's read the story, right? Yes, this story is by Matt Christie, posted on May 28 of 2025. And this is in Indianapolis. A mother shot a convicted child molester multiple times inside an Indianapolis hotel room after allegedly walking in on him attempting to rape her 12-year-old daughter. Yes, how the fuck did this dude get into the hotel room with your daughter? Yes, and how the fuck are you here in the hotel room? This is questions I like to know. Will it be answered? Probably not. But let's continue, right? Forcing your will upon other people is awesome, don't you agree? Well, let's continue. Bruce Pierce of Indianapolis was critically injured in the shooting, according to the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. Oh yes, you're on top of my daughter. I'm gonna make you look like Swiss cheese. Well, just saying, right? Pierce is charged with attempted rape, a level 1 felony. Yes, well, he tried to pierce her and he got felonized himself. And now he attempted to a child molestation. Fun times, right? A level 1 felony. Unlawful possession of a firearm. A level 4 felony. Oh, so the dude got shot with his own gun? Wow. What a lame-o. But stupid is stupid does, right? And confinement is a level 5 felony. Yes, this guy's getting all the felonies, right? Might as well go for the 12-pack, right? Just saying. Court records show Pierce was previously convicted of child molestation in 2016. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison. A warrant has been issued for his arrest. Gee, isn't he in the hospital right now? So I guess you don't need a warrant. You already have him. But I guess so everything will be kosher, as it were. You have to do in a warrant, right? Right? Okay, well, let's continue. According to court documents, the shooting occurred on May 24th at the Baymont Inn on Eagleview Drive on the city's northwest side. Yes, I still don't understand why this guy and this girl were in the same place, but I guess we gotta read on and find out, right? The 12-year-old victim said she went with her great aunt to the hotel to find her mom. What the fuck is your mom doing in the hotel? Is your mom working as a cleaning lady? Or is she a prostitute and slanging her ass? I don't know, I'm just fucking trying to figure it out, because this is some weird shit, right? Just saying. The victim's mother was at the hotel with Pierce, who accompanied them to a room in the Baymont Inn. Like I said, why the hell is all these people here? It was the grandma, the mom, and the daughter. All three of them were in the hotel, and this guy happens to be there in the hotel as well. Why? This is my theory, is that this mom was actually prostituting her daughter to this dude, and then had the grandma there because there's strength in numbers, and the guy probably got a little bit too slap happy and, you know, excited, and forced himself upon her. And that's when the gun came out. I'm assuming it's the guy's gun. Maybe they were fighting for it. Maybe the mom had her own gun. Who fucking knows? This shit is weirder than fuck. Just saying. Anyways, according to the court documents, the mother temporarily left the 12-year-old girl alone in the hotel room with Pierce while she carried some bags out to a vehicle. Yes, what a great mother, right? She left her daughter with this guy. And where did the grandma go? Did she help the daughter go, the mom to go take the bags? Or did she stay there in the corner with a cigarette lit and just watching? Yeah, I guess grandma's a voyeur or something. Just saying. The mother returned to find Pierce on top of the 12-year-old girl in the process of tearing her clothes off. Yes, well, grandma stayed in the corner watching with playing with her fucking pussy. Yes, what a great granny, right? And mama was there to join in the fun, right? Pierce allegedly had a gun on him, on or near him during the alleged sexual assault, According to the witnesses, the victim told police he pinned her arms to the bed and ripped off her tank top. Yes, well, shouldn't it come there looking all sexy and also, yeah, it might be your fault, just saying. The victim's mother shouted at Pierce after spotting him on top of her daughter, pulling out her own gun and opening fire. Yes, so the guy had a gun and she had a gun. What the fuck? You see, none of this makes sense. I think these guys had some kind of transactional thing right here, and the mama was taking the daughter to meet this dude. It's just something that smells like this. I'm not positive, but also I can't disprove it either, so I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know. Pierce was struck by the gunfire and the mother and daughter fled the hotel. Wait a minute, what happened to Grandma? You left her ass behind so she could get raped? Oh, well, maybe this chick won't get raped because she's a little bit too old for this guy, right? Just saying. Pierce was taken to the hospital and reported to be in critical condition on May 24th. Ah, too bad he didn't kill him, but whatever. An update on his condition hasn't been provided. According to the court documents, the 12-year-old victim has been taken to Riley Hospital for a checkup after the ordeal. Yes, you gotta check her pussy, see if it's still intact. Yeah, you gotta make sure that hymen's still there. You wanna make sure her future black boyfriend or whatever is gonna have a virgin, right? Right? Just saying. Despite initial confusion about Pierce's current whereabouts, how the fuck you lose a dude getting shot and is in the hospital? Are you stupid, guy? I guess. Anyways, authorities confirmed to Fox 59 CBS 4 that Pierce is still hospitalized. His warrant remains active. Well, no shit. Just because a guy got shot up and stuff doesn't mean he still doesn't have a pending case against him. He did try to abuse a chick, you know. So, yeah. Fun times. Fun times indeed. You know what's funny? That where is the husband in all this? Is there the girl's dad? Where is the father in this thing? Yes, I bet mama got rid of the father and she's a single mom. Yes, so it's a bunch of women inside one household and no brains. Yes, because men are not there anymore, which you do need because men are the glue of the family. And without that, what the hell did you have? Nothing but utter chaos. Yes, you think this girl got to this hotel by herself? A 12-year-old girl? No, someone took her there, and something tells me it was the mom and or the grandmom. So yeah, there's something fishy about this. There's no innocent people here in my opinion. Yes, the mom or the grandmom instigated and was the perpetrator of this. Yes, don't you think? Isn't it funny? How the hell is a 12-year-old girl in this situation? You gotta think about it. But yes, of course, I'm the stupid one. They don't fucking find the root of this problem, which is women. Yes, women are dumber than fuck, and you shouldn't be listening to them. But people do. So, don't be like these retards. You do your own thing, and you follow it through. Yes, and once you have the money and all the power and fame and glory and all that good stuff, then you get the woman. Because if you do it the other way around, women are gonna control you. And fuck that shit. Women are so stupid. Just saying. So you be careful out there and do the best you can. So I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
What about your image as a shy, humble country boy?
Oh, I don't know what makes him think that. You know. Tabriz wuzzer sifikin tuwil Sabin wad jumpin in to get to swim Nishu liha bihat kunus kin hach tib Sing alif sirruk